We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rescuers evacuate dozens of survivors from a bombed theater in Ukraine's Mariupol as Russia continues its strikes on cities across the country. And throughout the crisis, a woman's pro basketball star has been sitting in Russian custody. As calls grow to free Brittany Griner, what's next?
It is clear from the way that somewhat similar cases have unfolded in the past that this is going to be a long journey for everybody involved, both a long journey through the Russian legal system.
Plus, why it's getting harder to find a good late night diner. It's Friday, March 18th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. In Ukraine, the search continues for more survivors of a Russian attack on a theater that was being used as a bomb shelter in the port city of Mariupol. President Zelensky says 130 people have been rescued. Ukraine's Human Rights Commissioner says some 1,300 people remain trapped in the basement. Russia continues to shell cities across the country. In western Ukraine, Russian missiles struck an aircraft repair facility near the city of Lviv, about 50 miles from the Polish border. The Ukrainian Air Force says it intercepted two of the six cruise missiles fired from the Black Sea. Meanwhile, at a stadium in Moscow, President Putin spoke to tens of thousands of supporters, where he justified the invasion of Ukraine. Russia has sustained heavy losses, including the deaths of four generals since the invasion began. It has also been hit with aggressive sanctions from the U.S. and Western allies. But Putin says the operation is going as planned. As we previewed this morning, President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping held a nearly two-hour-long video conference today. During the call, Biden warned Xi that U.S.-China relations would suffer if Beijing provides substantive assistance to Russia in its assault on Ukraine. U.S. officials say Biden did not make specific requests to Xi. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki explained why when questioned by reporters at a press briefing this afternoon.
Because China has to make a decision for themselves about where they want to stand and how they want the history books to look at them and view their actions. That is a decision for President Xi and the Chinese to make.
Biden also expressed concerns on the call that China is spreading disinformation. China's official version of the meeting portrayed the nation as a peacemaker and sought to minimize any conflict between it and the U.S. over Ukraine. We report exclusively that Iran established a clandestine banking and finance system that allowed it to handle tens of billions of dollars in trade banned by U.S. sanctions. That's according to Western diplomats, intelligence officials, and documents. We report that the secret system gave Iran leverage in talks aimed at getting Iran to rejoin the 2015 nuclear deal. Iran has also expanded its nuclear program, which it insists is for peaceful purposes during that time. Iran's mission to the UN did not respond to requests for comment about the finance system. The major U.S. stock indexes finished out their best week since November of 2020 as investors focused on lower oil prices and plans from the Federal Reserve to bring inflation under control. The Dow ended the week up 5.5%, the Nasdaq gained 8.2%, and the S&P was up 6.1%. The biggest credit reporting firms, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, are changing the way they report medical debt, starting in the summer. The changes include removing debt that was paid after it was sent to collections. Currently, those debts can remain on credit reports for up to 7 years, making it harder for millions of Americans to borrow. The firms will also keep new unpaid medical debts off credit reports for a year after they're sent to collections. The changes are expected to remove nearly 70% of medical debt in collections accounts from credit reports. And home sales fell last month amid tight supply and rising mortgage interest rates, making it harder for buyers to compete. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales fell by more than 7% in February from the month before. Demand for homes exceeds the number up for sale, with buyers eager to purchase in case mortgage rates go higher. The median price for an existing home rose 15% last month from a year earlier to just over $357,000. Coming up, a campaign to free a WNBA star detained in Russia ramps up, where Brittany Griner's case stands after the break.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Last month, one of the world's best basketball players was detained in Russia. WNBA star Brittany Griner was stopped at Moscow's airport on February 17th for allegedly carrying electronic vape cartridges and hashish oil in her luggage. But her arrest wasn't made public until March 5th, more than a week after Russia invaded Ukraine. On Thursday, her detention was extended until late May. Many questions about her case are lingering, and pressure is growing here in the U.S. to bring her home. Joining me now to talk more about the case is Wall Street Journal sports reporter Louise Rednovsky. Hi, Louise. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Louise, what else do we know at this point about Griner's detention in Russia?
Well, we know that Brittany Griner, like a number of WNBA stars, went to Russia because that was where, in the off-season, the financial opportunities were. It's possible to make significantly more money playing women's basketball in Russia than it is in the U.S., and significantly more than it's traditionally been possible to do as well. And we know that when she headed back after the international break in February, she was detained at the airport. A few weeks later, Russian authorities announced that she'd been detained on drug charges. We know from Russian authorities on Thursday that she is being held in a pretrial detention facility with two other cellmates, and that she is likely to be held until at least May 19th in order to give prosecutors more time to continue to build out a drug case against her.
Griner's family and U.S. officials have so far been relatively quiet about her detention. Why is that?
Well, Brittany Griner's agent has said that this is an ongoing matter, an ongoing legal matter that they don't want to comment on at length. Her wife has asked generally for privacy, but appreciated the concern that people have shown. And what we've heard from U.S. officials, particularly from the White House, is that Brittany Griner has not signed a Privacy Act waiver authorizing them to speak to reporters about her case. Although, as the press secretary Jen Psaki pointed out last week, they also generally wouldn't be going into detail in cases like this anyway. They don't necessarily see that as helpful. So all of this kind of adds up to a strategic decision that silence is better, particularly at this phase. And that is a decision that other families in similar situations have taken in the past as well. But what we learned from one of those families this week is that they ultimately decided that going public was in their interest. And that's the sort of thing we're starting to see happen from public officials, members of Congress, and from WNBA fans as well.
Right. But there is, as you say, this growing campaign here in the U.S. of politicians, activists, elected officials who are pushing for Griner's release. Can you tell us more about their efforts right now?
Their efforts are primarily targeting fellow Americans. There is little prospect, Russian legal experts and others have generally recognized, of swaying a Russian court. But the way that these cases have unfolded in the past, there is seen as there being merit in trying to persuade U.S. officials to continue to focus on and prioritize, to the extent possible, securing her release as part of any ongoing conversations that may be taking place with Russia. Now, of course, this is a very difficult time for those kinds of conversations to be taking place at all. So this may be the start of what could be a very long campaign.
Why isn't this case getting more attention? What are you hearing from experts and advocates about that?
Well, the case certainly emerged after several weeks of silence that appears to have been strategic. There are limited details that are still available. But in addition, it is the case that clearly some members of Congress, particularly Black members of Congress, have seen this as something that they want to draw attention to and have begun speaking about, particularly vocally, in the past week or so, as have the tens of thousands of WNBA fans who signed a petition believing that it was time to draw more attention to the idea that Brittany Griner's release needed to be secured. And of course, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also tweeted this week, "Free Brittany," suggesting that in some circles, the sense has arisen that this is the time to begin campaigning in an attempt to draw more attention to this.
How are those fighting for Griner's release feeling about the prospect of that, especially considering Russia's isolation on the international stage and the war in Ukraine right now?
Well, certainly it is clear from the way that somewhat similar cases have unfolded in the past that this is going to be a long journey for everybody involved, both a long journey through the Russian legal system, and then in addition, assuming that her chances there are slim of securing her innocence and release through the legal process, a sense that the political process could also be drawn out under the best of circumstances, and that people are aware they're not operating under the best of circumstances right now.
Louise, you talked about families that have been in similar situations. Are there cases that there are some parallels to here that we can look to for precedent?
There are several cases where Americans are currently detained in Russia. And we spoke this week with one of those families, the Reed family, whose son is currently serving a lengthy prison sentence. And they have been negotiating and campaigning for many months for his release. The Reeds said that while they didn't wish what they had gone through on any other family, they did also see some small glimmer of hope in the fact that Brittany Griner's case has drawn attention to the detention of U.S. citizens in Russia, and potentially they thought might add momentum to a campaign to secure both her release and their son's release at the same time.
Wall Street Journal sports reporter Louise Radnofsky. Louise, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And finally, getting a midnight snack at a 24-hour diner used to be an iconic part of American life. But since the pandemic, many late-night diners are going dark when it gets dark. Our restaurant's reporter, Heather Haddon, says it's not just a money game.
Sales in those overnight hours, say from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., continue to be slow. And a lot of that is because restaurants really are having a hard time getting staff back.
But Heather says she's talked to a lot of customers who are nostalgic for the before times.
To have a restaurant open at any hours and to be able to sit down and be in a booth and in a different environment than your house and to get fresh food made for you. I mean, that's a special thing. Not every country even has that traditionally. So I think for folks who really like this, whether you're a college student or members of a touring band, it's a loss.
And that's what's news for this week. Our hosts are me, Anne-Marie Fertoli, and Luke Vargas. The show was produced by Trine Nori and Mohsen Ali, with help from Anthony Bansi, Kate Bullivant, and J.R. Whalen, and editorial support from Kateri Yoakum, Michael Cosmides, and Chris Sinsley. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us. We'll be back on Monday morning.